Hello, I'm Greg Cole. I want to tell you about why your avocation is needed now more than ever. Everyone complains about the physician Medicare fee schedule, for good reason. Physicians that have dedicated their lives to medicine are tired of taking L's, losses. And it has been L after L after L for decades. And now, the ongoing threat of reimbursement cuts and the political instability surrounding federal healthcare funding has reached an inflection point. The 2026 CMS increase in the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule, MFS, still fell short. When measured against inflation and rising costs, the increase did not represent a true raise. Had CMS and Congress addressed the flaws in the sustainable growth rate formula over 20 years ago, ensuring physician payments kept pace with hospital reimbursements and inflation, this increase would be far more meaningful. Without a more realistic increase in reimbursement, it shall remain difficult to recruit, retain, and sustain good physicians as Medicare providers. Reimbursement is also the primary reason why private practice physicians are dropping out of Medicare. Hospital-owned physicians can get around this with facility fees, as well as having primary care doctors refer everyone to have tests and see a hospital-owned specialist. Private investment firms try to increase procedures in physician practices since this increases revenue. But a persistent gap remains between delivering high-value care and receiving fair compensation. In reality, these two things are not mutually exclusive. Medicare CCM, MCCM, was supposed to be a solution, but has not lived up to its potential. In 2015, CMS began paying for chronic care management under a separate code, CPT 99490. However, creating a separately billable code led to new cost-sharing obligations for Medicare beneficiaries. Under Medicare rules, physicians must make a good faith effort to collect any applicable cost sharing. This is a dynamic that has discouraged participation on both sides. These government missteps have been challenging, but physicians need to continue advocating for both exceptional patient care and equitable reimbursement. Well, the time has come for a dub, a win. There are currently two bipartisan bills that shall modernize the MFS to address decades of declining physician reimbursement. The Provider Reimbursement Stability Act of 2026, H.R. 8163. And the elimination of the copayment that beneficiaries must agree to pay with MCCM, the Chronic Care Management Improvement Act of 2026, H.R. 8261. H.R. 8163 was introduced on March 30, 2026, by Representative Greg Murphy, who is an MD, and a Republican from North Carolina. He brought a similar measure in the prior Congress without success. If passed, the legislation would raise the budget neutrality threshold from $20 million to $54.3 million, index it to inflation every 5 years, limit year-to-year variance in the conversion factor rate to 2.5%, and require updates to practice expense calculations at least every 5 years. H.R. 8261 was introduced on April 16, 2026, by Representatives Susan Delbini, Democrat from Washington State, and Mike Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania. If passed, shall improve care coordination for the more than 22.5 million Medicare beneficiaries with chronic disease and dramatically increase MCCM participation and encourage patients and physicians to engage in the care coordination necessary to manage complex health conditions in the most appropriate setting for the patient. And this shall result in better health outcomes for millions of senior citizens and lower costs to taxpayers. Many associations and foundations, including the AMA, AHA, ADA, AMGA, and the AARP, as well as healthcare organizations of all sizes, are supporting the bills. So, the chances may be better than average that at least one of them shall get out of committee and pass both houses, go to the president, and if signed, go into effect on January 1, 2027. But for this to happen, advocation by the entire healthcare industry and their patients is required right now. All health systems, medical groups, hospitals, clinics, and their physicians need to add their names to the lists of supporters of these two bills. In addition, all healthcare executives, physicians, caregivers, and their Medicare beneficiaries, along with their families, should contact their congressional representatives and senators and the House of Representatives switchboard in Washington, D.C., and tell them to vote in favor of H.R. 8163 and H.R. 8261. The contact information for congressional district representatives, senators representing each state, and the House of Representatives switchboard can easily be found on search engines. Or you can track these bills and find your representative's contact information on the govtrack.us website. H.R. 8163 and H.R. 8261 are timely solutions that shall improve patient care and maximize financial performance. In closing, please do your part in getting the dub your profession deserves by contacting your representatives right now and help spread the word about these two bills and their needed support. The dub shall be a game changer for good physicians and a tremendous benefit for patients and their families. Please see the link to our Support H.R. 8163 and H.R. 8261 flyer and links at the bottom to the govtrack.us webpages on the bills. Thank you for listening.